弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters，
我们先来到我们的主的面前，来一起祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，你又带领你的众儿女，我们聚在一起来敬拜你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you. You bring your children to your temple, so we can come here to worship you and praise you.
天父，是你的恩典，主你赐给我们做儿女的名分。
It is your grace you gave us the privilege to be called your children.
我们可以随时随地来到你的面前敬拜你，来呼求你的名。
We can come before you to worship you and call your name, Abba Father.
求主你常赐我们一颗敬畏你的心。
Give us a heart that always fear you.
让我们真实的知道我们所信的是谁。
Help us to know whom we have believed.
求主你赐下你亲自的同在。
Grant your presence.
主引导我们每位弟兄姐妹能够进入主你的恩典、你的爱之中。
Guide us, each brothers and sisters into your grace.
主让我们心清手洁，让我们能够真的诚诚实实来到你面前来献上我们的敬拜。
So we can have a clean heart, come before you and to worship you.
也求主你的圣灵用现在我们中间，帮助我们明白你的话语。
Holy Spirit, please, working among us, help us to understand your word.
我们要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
Pray in the name of our precious Lord.
阿门。前面几次信息呢，我们都是在分享救恩中人的责任。
In the previous few messages, we were sharing the responsibility of man in salvation.
那么主要就是通过以色列人作为神的选民，他们作为一个整体背离神的历史。
Mainly through the history of Israel as God's chosen people, their rebellion against God as a whole.
那么从旧约到新约，一直到今天也是如此。
This has been the case from the Old Testament to the New Testament until now.
他们自以为是，想靠行律法来称义得救。
They are self-righteous and want to be justified and saved by the works of the law.
拒绝承认耶稣基督就是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
They refuse to admit that Jesus is the Messiah they have hoped for.
拒绝接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
They refuse to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
但是即使这样呢，他们中还是有一小部分人得到了神所赐的救恩。
Even though they refuse to accept Jesus Christ, but still a small number of them receive God's grace and salvation.
所以这说明了神并没有完全弃绝以色列人。
So this shows God has not completely rejected the Israelites.
那么从初代教会到现在，教会历史让我们看到。
From the early church to the present, the history of church shows us the vast majority of those who believe in Jesus.
信耶稣的绝大部分是外邦人，以色列人呢，信耶稣的仍然是很少。
The vast majority of those who believe in Jesus are still Gentiles. Only a small amount of people, the Israelites, believe in Jesus.
我们可能会这样问：这样的情形会一直下去吗
？So we may ask, is this situation will continue?
那么神会怎么样来进行他的救恩计划呢
？How will God carry out His plan of salvation?
那么圣灵就在罗马书11章余下的部分，他来启示保罗。
The Holy Spirit revealed to Paul in the remainder of Romans 11.
在神的救恩计划中，以色列人既不是被完全弃绝，他们现在的状况也不是最终的结果。
Israelites were not completely rejecting God's plan of salvation, and their present condition was not the final result.
因为神的旨意是透过外邦人的悔改与蒙恩得救，来激发以色列人重新思想耶稣基督才是他们历来所期盼的弥赛亚，是真正得救的根源。
For God's will was through the Gentile repentance and the salvation by grace inspired the Israelites. to reconsider that Jesus Christ was the Messiah they had always hoped for.
所以今天呢，我们一起来看罗马书十一章的二十一到二十四节。
Today, let's look at the Romans, chapter 11, verse 11 to 24.
那么这段经文呢，就是告诉我们，蒙恩得救的外邦信徒，不要像以色列人一样骄傲自大，自以为是。
This verse mainly tells us, Gentile believers who have been saved by grace should not be arrogant and self-righteous like the Israelites.
反而倒要从以色列人的失败中来学习功课。
They should learn lessons from the failure of the Israelites.
常从谦卑感恩的心来领受神的救恩。
Always receive God's salvation with a heart of humility and gratitude.
同时也要靠神所赐的恩典来持守神的救恩。
And uphold God's salvation by the grace bestowed by God.
我们来分三部分来看这段经文。
We will look at this passage in three parts.
那么第一部分就是十一节到十五节，外邦人得救是为了激动以色列人发愤。
Part one is from verse 11 to 15. The Gentiles' salvation makes Israel generous.
那么第二部分呢，就是十六节到二十二节，外邦的信徒不可向以色列人夸口。
The second part, verse 16 to 22, the Gentile believers shouldn't be arrogant towards Israel.
那么第三个最后就是二十三到二十四节，是外邦和以色列的信徒，其实他们都是同蒙神的恩典得救。
3:23-24, both the Gentile and Israel believers are saved by grace.
好，我们先来看第一部分，就是外邦人得救恩是激动以色列人来发愤，就是十一节到十五节。
Look at part one, the Gentile salvation.Makes Israel generous.
那么，我们先来看十一节，他这儿讲，他说：“我且说，你他们死脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。”
Eleven. So I ask, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles, so as to make Israel generous.
那么这里的死角呢，我们也就理解就轻表示轻微的半跌，暂时的那些不幸的人。
This stumbling means a slight stumbling, temporary unbelief.
那么跌倒呢，就表示完全的扑倒，一直不幸，永远的毁灭。
Fall means to fall completely, to remain unbelieving, to perish forever.
那么他们的过失呢，就是指他们拒绝耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
Their fault refers to their rejection of the gospel of redemption on the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以以色列人死脚，有的甚至跌倒，但这绝不是因为神使他们如此。
The Israelites stumble, even some almost fall, but not because God made them do this, but because they themselves, rejected the, stumbled on the rock of God's salvation.
乃是神，乃是他们自己。半跌在神救恩的磐石上。
But because they themselves stumbled on the rock of God's salvation.
那么把救主耶稣基督当作他们的绊脚石。
Taking the Savior Jesus Christ as their stumbling block.
他们对救恩的误解、不明、轻视，以致他们拒绝了救恩，拒绝了耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
Their misunderstanding, ignorance, and contempt for salvation.I've led them to reject the salvation and the moral gospel of salvation on the cross of Jesus Christ.
但是呢，万事都互相信效力，神借着他们的拒绝，却把救恩转向了外邦人。
All things work together, and God through their rejection turned the salvation to the Gentiles.
而神这样的把救恩的重心暂时转向外邦，就是要激动他们发愤。
God temporarily turned the focus of salvation to the Gentile in this way to excite them to generous.
意思就是要让他们因看见外邦人蒙恩而发现自己所看作绊脚石的原来是神宝贵的恩典。
That because they see the grace of the Gentile, they discovered that the stumbling block they saw was God's precious grace.
这样呢，他们就会受激发，懊悔过去的错误，而重新产生得着救恩的心。
And thus, they were swayed by God's precious grace to arouse, reject past mistakes, and regenerate a heart for salvation.
因为以色列人的过失，福音就传到外邦人那里。
Because of the fault of the Israelites, the gospel was preached to the Gentiles.
所以呢，许多外邦人听到了福音，因着信耶稣基督而得到了救恩。
Many Gentiles heard the gospel and were saved through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以外邦人得救这件事呢，会对拒绝福音的以色列人产生一个巨大的影响。
The fact that Gentiles were saved would have a huge impact on the Israelites.
会激动以色列人来发愤。
Who rejected God and would arouse Israel's indignation.
那么什么叫激动他们发愤呢？
What makes them angry?
就是使他们产生一颗嫉妒的心。
Make them have a jealous heart.
重新审查他们过去的思想和行为。
Re-examine their past thoughts and actions.
来发现哪里做的不对，就能够马上的回头改正。
They immediately turn back when they find that they have done something wrong.
那么这里大家读经的时候会看见这里的发愤，就是我们平常所讲的那个奋发。
Provoke or arouse is.To excite someone to take action.
对，这个字呢，咱们读着，它不是说一个愤恨。
It's not the natural meaning of that word.
那是
a positive word.
对，它的意思就是说，因为看到他人的进步而激励自己来更加的努力。
Because they see other people's progress, so they are prepared to make effort.
那么我用一个例子呢，来给大家分享一下。就是当我上初中的时候呢，因为我们在农村，也是在初中呢，就是在乡里面上初中。
When I was in junior high school, I was in a
是初中，是 middle school.
Yeah, junior. So here, yeah, middle school.
所以
it's in a village, middle school.
所以呢，周围也有好几个乡呢，他们也有初中，但是我上的那个初中呢，那个乡呢，在周围他们都认为是那个地方有好老师，所以学校也比较好。
Even there are other middle schools around, but the school I was attending, because people think there are good teachers there.
所以呢，就有一次呢，突然就这个教室里面来了几个从外边的乡转来几个新学生。
So suddenly we had several students transferred from other schools.
那么当时呢，我们这些在这个本班的人呢，都觉得哎，这些是外头来的学生，他们肯定那些地方教学不好，肯定他们学习也不好。
So here, the students in our school think, oh, those transfer students, they come from other schools, so they must be not that.
但是我们自己的学生在这儿，其实我们有挺好的老师，但是好，我们大部分学生不好好学习，每天就是玩。
Even though we have very good teachers, but most students we don't really study hard.
结果我们第一次考试呢，我们外面来这几个学生呢，都是考了我们班的前几名。
So the first exam, so those transfer students, they are ahead of us.
所以呢，我们这些学生才觉得哦，我们这。就好像我看不起别人怎么样，其实你不一考试才看说我们才是不行的。
So those students in our school realize we are the one actually are not good.
而且很有意思的是，那个考了第一名那个人了，那个学生转来那个正好跟我是同座。
So the one was the first in the exam, he sits right next to me.
所以我那个时候呢也是真的贪玩，不好好学习。
So at that time, I didn't really study hard.
其实呢，感谢主，从那个时候呢，我看见这个学生来到我们班，从外地那么学校，其实这也是激励我能够从那个时候开始才真的是认真的学习。
So because look at this good student example, so that excited me to start to work hard.
我想保罗在这里面就是这个意思，让真的是你们以色列人也不要以为自己怎么样，外邦人真的。信了神，你们也要真的来认真的来思想，来悔改。
Yeah, so this is Paul's intention here. So, his purpose is, so when the Israelites see all those Gentiles are saved, so this will excite them to start to seek the salvation.
那么也许我们这些外邦人读到这段经文时会说，哎，这些以色列人真是顽梗不化，轻易就失去了宝贵的救恩了。
Maybe we Gentiles will read this passage and say, oh, you Israelites are so stubborn, easy to lose your precious salvation.
其实我们看到以色列人的生命的情况，我们也要从以色列人身上来看着我们自己。
So we need to see ourselves in the Israelites.
其实我们何尝也不就像以色列人呢？
Aren't we like this too?
我们不也是常常来抵挡神、背逆神吗？
We also often resist God and be disobedient.
所以也趁这个机会呢，我们可以需要问我们自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我信主多久了？
How long have I believed in the Lord?
我现在的生命有哪些改变？
How has my life changed?
我过去做的一些不讨神喜悦的事，我现在还在继续做吗？
Many things I did that displeasing to God, did I continue to do it?
我是不是也常常让圣灵担忧？
Did I often grieve the Holy Spirit?
那么我的心思意念和行事为人，是不是也常常像以色列人那样，真的不堪回首？
Are my thoughts and actions often as unbearable as Israelites?
但是当我们思想这些事情的时候，我们才会深深的体会到神他是一个怜悯的神，是一个饶恕人的神。
We think about all this, we can know our God is a merciful God.
神一而再再而三的给我们机会来回头。
God gave us the opportunity to repent again and again.
然而我们要知道呢，只有悔改，我们的生命才能真正的改变。
So only through repentance, our life can be changed.
我们心里面再想做什么，如果我们没有行动，其实毫无意义。
Even though we thought about it in our heart, if without action, it's meaningless.
那么这里十二节他说，若他们的过失为天下人富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？
Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion be?
那么天下的富足和外邦人的富足，其实这里都是指信主的外邦人因得救带来的丰盛恩典。
The riches for the Gentile both refer to the abundant grace of the Gentile who believed in the Lord because of their salvation.
那么这是因为以色列人拒绝耶稣基督，使使徒转到外邦人中去传福音。
Because the Israelites rejected Jesus Christ and prompted the apostle to turn to the Gentiles to preach the gospel.
那么他们的缺乏呢，在这里就是指由于他们过失所招来的损失，就是没有得到神给他们预备的救恩。
Their failure refers to the loss caused by their fault. That is, they did not receive the salvation that God has prepared for them.
那么他们的丰满呢，我想就是指以色列人他们将来属灵的复兴。
Refers to the future spiritual revival of the Israelites.
那么保罗在这里用的是一个假设的语气，主要意思就是说明以色列人拒绝救恩，反使外邦人蒙恩，这固然是好的。
The hypothetical tune Paul uses here mainly means that the Israelites reject salvation and instead grant grace to the Gentiles, which is certainly good.
那么如果大量的以色列人信主，天下人便蒙更加的蒙福，会有更多的外邦人来接受福音。
Then if a large number of Israelites believe in the Lord, the world will be even more blessed and more Gentiles will accept the gospel.
那么所以接下来呢，第十三节他说，我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤，好救他们一些人。
Verse 13. Now I'm speaking to Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous, and thus save some of them.
那么保罗说，他对外邦人说这话是敬重他的职分。
Paul says that he said this to the Gentile to honor his office.
因他是外邦人的使徒，敬重神所托付他的使命。
Because he was an apostle to the Gentile, he respected the mission of of he respected the mission that God has entrusted to him.
那么既然神差派保罗，他要他做外邦人的使徒。
As an apostle to the Gentiles, he should have a thorough.
那么圣灵也就启示他，对于神对外邦人救赎计划，他会更深的来认识理解。
Respect the mission that God has entrusted to him as an apostle to the Gentile. He should have a thorough understanding of how God's salvation was delivered to the Gentile.
那么保罗对于大多数以色列人没有得到救恩，虽然他的内心是有一些遗憾。
Paul felt it was a pity that the Jews failed to choose God's most beautiful will.
但他自己深深的知道，他就是那少数得救的以色列人中间的一员。
But Paul himself knows he is the few Israelites who has been saved by God.
他不但蒙恩得救，而且蒙召做了外邦人的使徒。
He was not only saved by grace, but also called to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以他认为这是他莫大的荣耀，是神所视他看作十分的宝贵。
This is his glory, and he cherishes it very much.
所以他理当尽忠尽职的来服侍神。
He ought to serve God with all his strength.
他知道这是神的旨意，使以色列人因借外邦人的蒙恩，或许有人会反省来自卑，因而得救。
He knows this is God's will. Through the salvation of Gentile, maybe the Israelites will eventually realize what they have done wrong and repent and accept the grace of God.
其实这也是神的旨意，也是保罗的心愿。
This is God's will, but it also is Paul's wishes.
所以呢，保罗是对外邦信徒讲话，告诉他们不可自鸣得意。轻视以色列人，那就是重蹈他们的覆辙了。
So Paul was speaking to the Gentile believer, telling them not to be complacent, to despise the Israelites, and to repeat their mistakes.
那么保罗接下来在十五节呢，就解释了这几个相关的一些关系。
In the next verse, so he explained the relationship.
十五节他说，他若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好；他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗
？For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead？
那这里我们要知道了，犹太人现在好像是被神丢弃了。
So the Jews seems to be abandoned now.
但其实呢，是。但其实就是，而是不是神丢弃了他们，是他们离弃了神的结果。
I know that it was not they who were cast out, but it is the result of them rejecting God.
所以是他们自己被神丢弃了。
That they themselves were cast out.
而这带来的却是天下得与神的和好。
The result is the world is reconciled to the God to God.
那么保罗这样说，那么如果将来有一天他们被收纳，那么他们在被神接纳的时候呢，也可以与神和好，重生得救。
So if one day they are accepted, they can also be reborn and saved when they are accepted by God.
所以在接下来的这一段呢，保罗就来警告这些外邦人，不可向以色列人来夸口。
So in the next part, Paul, warned the Gentile believer should not be arrogant toward Israel.
所以这就是我们第二部分第十六节到二十一节，二十二节。
Part two, verse 16 to 20.
那我们看我们先看十六节，他说：“所谢的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。”
So if the dough offered as first fruit is holy, so is the whole lump.And if the root is holy, so are the branches.
那么这里的心面呢，就是指以色列人他们当时就是所谢的粗俗的那些谷物。
So here the new flour, the dough, refers to the first ripening grain.
那么以色列人在粗俗节的时候，要将粗俗的庄稼献给神。
On the feast of first fruits, the Israelites offered the first fruits of a sheep to God.
那么他们又要在五旬节时将初熟的麦子磨成细面，做成两个饼，当作初熟之物来献给神。
On the day of Pentecost, they ground the first fruit into fine flour and make two loaves and offered as first fruits to God.
那么保罗其实在此呢，用新面就是来代替耶稣基督复活，作为信徒也要复活的初熟的果子。
Paul here refers to the resurrection of Christ as the first fruit of which believers will also be resurrected.
那么耶稣基督是圣洁的新面被献给神。
Since Christ is presented to God as the new flower of holiness.
那么一切信耶稣基督而成为他身上肢体的人，不论是犹太人还是外邦人，也就必圣洁而蒙神的悦纳了。
Then all who believe in Christ and become members of his body, both Jews and Gentiles, will be holy and acceptable.
所以基督既是新面，也是新生命的粮。
Christ is both the new flower and the bread of new life.
所以一切领受他新生命的，就形成这团瘸团的面，一起成为了圣洁。
And all who receive his life and becoming the new dough are also accepted by God.
那么也都与耶稣基督同蒙神的悦纳。
Both Jews and the Gentiles are accepted by God.
所以呢，犹太人不可轻看外邦人，外邦人也不可轻看犹太人。
Must not despise the Gentile, and the Gentile must not despise.
因为彼此都是靠耶稣基督成为我们的圣洁，才得以圣洁。
For each other is holy by Christ, not by himself.
所以，而都不是因本身的圣洁而算为圣洁的。
Holy by himself.
所以，这里的树根乃是就是指呢以色列人的老祖宗亚伯拉罕。
So the root here refers to Israelite's ancestor Abraham.
因为以色列人就是以他们说我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，我们是他的子孙，都以这个常常来作为他们的骄傲。
Israelites pride themselves so they can call Abraham their father ancestor.
那我们知道呢，亚伯拉罕呢是因信称义，而且被称为信心之父。
Abraham was justified by faith, was called the father of faith.
所以这里的树枝呢，就是指和亚伯拉罕有一样信心、因信称义的人。
The branches refer to those who was.Justified by faith, like Abraham.
但是呢，这里所讲的并不是说是啊，亚伯拉罕就是属神的，所以呢，以色列人历世历代的人都跟在他，就能都得救。
What is said here is not to say that Abraham belongs to God, so all the people of Israel throughout the ages were saved together.
那么，好像我们今天中国人所讲的啊，一人得道，鸡犬就升天。
It's as if we Chinese.Say that when one person attains the Tao, the chicken and the dog ascended to heaven.
在这里我们知道，以色列人确实他们是比我们有一个优势。
But here we know Israelites do have an advantage.
就是呢，神是借着他们的老祖宗来启示神的真理。
God reveals the truth through their ancestors.
神借着这一小族的人来启示神的福音。
God reveals his gospel through this small group of people.
而他们都是这个他们老祖宗亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The Israelites are the descendants of the ancestors.
所以也就是使他们更有机会来反思他们老祖宗与神的关系。
So they have a better chance to reflect on the relationship between the ancestors and God.
而他们不是说只是停留在律法之下那种的关系。
Rather than the relationship that stays under the law.
那这里十七节他说，若有几根枝子被摘下来，你这野橄榄得结在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥枝。
Verse 17, but if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree.
那这里说几根，它意思也就是不是全部，只是一小部分以色列人因为拒绝福音而被弃绝。
So here the meaning of several shoots is not all, but only a part of the Israelites who were rejected because they rejected the gospel.
对呢，他们因此就没有得到救恩。
So therefore they did not receive the salvation.
那这里面的野橄榄树就是指我们这些外邦人。
Here the wild olives refer to our Gentiles.
我们这些生来不认识神的人。
Those of us who do not know God.
那我们被结在那棵神所栽种的好的橄榄树上。
We are grafting on the good olive tree God has planted.
那么橄榄的根，那么就是指以色列人的老祖宗，他们的亚伯拉罕。
Refers to Abraham.
他说我们一同得着橄榄根的肥汁。
So he said, together we have the fat of the olive tree.
那这里的肥汁呢，就是指神所赐给所有信他之人的丰盛的恩典。
The fat here is God's abundant grace to all who believe in him.
那么亚伯拉罕被宣召白白的得了恩典。
Abraham was chosen and received grace without cost.
要知道呢，神选召亚伯拉罕的时候，不是因为亚伯拉罕做了什么，就直接把他从乌尔招出来。
So God chose Abraham. He directly called him out of Ur, not because of what Abraham has done.
所以这也就是我们所今天得救也是这样一个途径。我们能够得救都是神的怜悯，是神拣选的恩典，不是我们多好。
So our salvation today is the same way. It's by grace of the election. It's not because how good we are.
那么十八节他这里说呢，他说你就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。
Not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it's not you who support the root, but the root that supports you.
所以呢，外邦信徒不要对犹太人、以色列人夸口，觉得他们还糊涂，没有得救，自己却得救了，高高就是觉得骄傲。
So Gentile believers should not be arrogant towards the Jews, thinking that the Jews were confused and they were not saved, but we are saved.
我们不可以这样做，因为犹太人自高自大。结果不得救。
Cannot do this. The Jews were so arrogant. The result is that they were not saved.
那么现在外邦人得救了，但仍然是因信称义而得救，不是靠我们的行为。
Now the Gentiles are saved, but still by grace, by faith, not by works.
所以我们就不要为此，我们真的是不要夸口。有什么可夸口的呢？因为夸口只会让我们落到跟以色列人一样的。光景里面去。
So not brag about this. There's nothing to brag about. Otherwise, you will only be putting yourself in the same situation.
那么外邦人一般他们会怎么来夸口呢
？So how can the Gentiles boast?
那么十九节他说：“你们若说那枝子被遮下来是特为叫我接上。”
The Gentile boast said, "Branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in."
那么这里面的你呢，就是指信耶稣的外邦人。那枝子呢，就是指那些不信耶稣的以色列人。那么这些外邦信徒可能自认为自己更讨神的喜悦，觉得他们似乎比以色列人更好。
That they are better than the Israelites.
神为了救他们，故意弃绝了以色列人。
God deliberately rejected in order to save them.
那么圣经告诉我们不是这样子的。
Bible told us that's not the case.
那么真实情况是，他们现在被折下来，是他们自己拒绝耶稣基督救赎的福音。
The truth is that they are broken off is because their rejection.
是他们不愿意接受从神而来的真理。
They are unwillingness to accept the truth of God.
而我们这些外邦人因信被接上去，不是因为我们比他们更好。
We are Gentiles grafted in. It's not because we are better than them.
这是神的旨意，不过是神救恩计划里面一部分而已。
This is just part of God's plan of salvation.
所以我们没有任何的资本来夸口，只能是来谦卑的来领受神的救恩。
Not a brag about it. We can only humbly come before God to give thanks.
那么二十节他这儿接着说，不错，他们因为不信，所以被折下来；你们因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。
Verse 20, that is true, they were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear.
那么保罗警告外邦信徒不要自高自大，反而要惧怕。
So Paul warns Gentile believers not to be conceited, but to be afraid.
因为以色列人就是因为骄傲而没有得着救恩，反倒被神弃绝。
Were not saved because of their pride, therefore were rejected by God.
那为什么神让我们要惧怕呢？
Why God wants us to be afraid?
那么圣经二十一节告诉，神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
So verse 21 said, For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you.
也就是说，如果原来的枝子会被折下来，那么因为他们自高自大，自以为是。
That is, if the original branches will be broken off because they are arrogant and self-righteous.
那如果我们今天这些蒙恩得救的外邦人自大，看不起犹太人。
If we, the Gentiles who have been saved by grace today, are arrogant and look down on the Jews.
哎，觉得他们不行了，他们没机会了，他们被弃绝了。
Feel that they are not good enough. They have no chance. They are rejected.
如果我们真的有这样的态度，我们小心有一天呢，神也会把我们折下来。这是一个很重要的提醒。
If we have such an attitude, be aware that one day God will may break us down too. This is a very important warning.
那我们怎么样才会避免这样的事发生呢？
We avoid this from happening.
所以二十二节就告诉我们，他说：“可见神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。”
Verse 22, note then the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in His kindness.Otherwise, you too will be cut off.
所以我们往往说，我们认识神，我们要认识的全面。
So when we say we know God, we need to have a complete, whole understanding of God.
我们传福音也要传全备的福音。
So when we preach the gospel, we should preach the whole gospel.
所以神的本性既有爱，也有公义。
God's nature has both love and righteousness.
那么爱产生恩慈，公义显出严厉。
Because love,
kindness. 那么神对待世人时，他恩慈中带着严厉。神对待世人的时候。
Oh, when God deals with the world, He's kind with a sternness.
所以他恩慈中带着严厉，严厉中带着恩慈。
And severe with kindness.
所以呢，我们对神的认知要同时看到他的恩慈，也要看着神的严厉。
So our knowledge of God must see both His kindness and His sternness.
所以我们若是忽略他的恩慈时，神看起来就像是一个无情的暴君。
Ignore His kindness, God looks like a useless tyrant.
我们若是忽略神的严厉的时候，那么神看起来就像是一位只会溺爱的父亲一样。
When we ignore His strictness, God looks like a doting father.
所以呢，神像不信的犹太人，他是严厉的；而像信主的外邦人，却是显出他的恩慈来。
So God is stern to unbelieving Jews and gives gifts to believing Gentiles.
他说我们要常常的住在神的恩赐里。
He said we must live in God's grace for a long time.
恩赐里，常常要思想自己 是在主的恩典里面站在今天的这个位置上的。
We must always think that we are standing in this position today in the Lord's grace.
所以我们在主的恩典里面，我们就不可以借他主赐给我们的白白的恩典。
The Lord's grace, we must not tremble on the Lord's grace.
我们不要轻看别人，我们自己要看重我们自己。
Not despise others, we should value.You should value yourself.
在神面前，我们要不断的来更新我们自己的生命。
Constantly, renew our life before God.
我们千万不要在神的恩典上面跌倒坠落。
Not stumble and fall on God's grace.
我们要紧紧抓住神，依靠神，在神的恩典上，我们来被建造。
We should hold fast to God, rely on God, and be built up on God's grace.
那如果我们长久在他的恩慈里，那么他也，那么如果不是长久的在他的恩慈里，神也被神也会被神砍下来的。
Not staying his goodness for constantly, we will be cut off.
其实这些是我们常常思想的，其实真的是要真的对此要产生敬畏的心。
Reverent heart.
所以呢，今天有很多人认为，哎，我受洗了，我决志了，好了，信耶稣，我们就可以信耶稣，我就可以上天堂了。
Many people today think that I have been baptized and that I have made up my mind that I believe in Jesus and I will go to heaven.
那么我行我素，活在一个老我的里面，就是等着来上天堂。
So I still leave my old self in my old self and wait for the future to go to heaven.
那么有这样想法的弟兄姐妹或者朋友们真的要注意了。
Friends or brothers and sisters, if you think like this,
we must深深的知道我们所信的神能他是这样 是能够这样的糊涂吗？
I think is the God we believe is so confused.
那如果你在主日敬拜时常常是打盹睡觉，
If you often doze off and sleep during the Lord's worship,
你很少把神的话语放在心上，
Barely take God's words to heart,
那么你来教会呢只是来应付一下，
Come to church just to deal with it,
哎，来奉献点金钱来参加一些事工，
Participate in some service,
那你就会感觉很好，哎，就会觉得神一定会喜欢你，那么将来一定会上天堂。
God will think that you are great and you are definitely to go to heaven.
要知道我们的神他不能容忍这些，神不可能被这样的欺骗。
Let's know our God cannot be deceived like this.
我们一定要真的不要把神玩在我们自己的手中。
We not want to play with God in your hand.
我们小心要真的玩到最后，其实自己不认识神。
Therefore, in the end, we really need to know God.
所以，我们常常在日常生活中，我们观察到的一切事情呢，我们要常常来提醒我们自己。
Often in our daily life, when we observe something, we should use those as a reminder for ourselves.
其实，神也真的是透过他的创造时刻来提醒我们。
God uses creation, remind us often.
那么前几天呢，就这个星期，大家可能记得一天晚上刮了好大的风。那么我出去早晨去锻炼身体呢，就发现有两棵大树呢，就从根上呢，就是倒下去，倒在地上。
I went to the park to exercise in the morning and found out that there are two large branches fell to the ground.
那么也有很多的树枝掉落在这些草地上周围。
There are many branches fell to the ground too.
那么其实这也就是那我看见这些就真的是心里面真的就是觉得真的我们要小心自己成为那些掉下来的枝子，也更不要成为那棵倒下的大树。
I saw this, it reminded of me, we should be careful not to become the branches that fell and not to become a falling tree.
我们怎么样才能如此呢？
How could we obtain this status.
那么我们只有常常在耶稣基督里。
We should come to God with a godly heart and often needing Jesus Christ.
因为我们的生命，我们一切的丰盛都是在耶稣基督里面。
All abundance is in Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎么样才能在耶稣基督里面呢？
How can we be in Jesus Christ?
所以我们就要常常的来透过各样的方式来亲近他，来真的是来认识他。
So, through all means, we come often before Him and to know Him.
我们要常常透过我们的读经、祷告、灵修，我们参加各样的真的属灵的各样的活动。
Reading the Bible and prayer and participate worship and all kind of activity that can draw us closer to God.
我们也参加各样的圣礼，比方我们的圣餐、我们的洗礼。
Participate in baptism and the Lord's Supper.
我们要常常的知道，真的这个世界一切的事情都是诱惑我们来远离神。
We need to know.All the things in this world tempt us to get far away from God.
所以我们要想来亲近神，就要避免一切远离神的那样的事情，那样的欲试探。
To walk closer to God, we need to avoid all those temptations from the world.
所以我们当带着敬虔的心来到神的面前。
To have a fearful heart come before God.
那么带着感恩的心来领受神的作为。
And we receive God's work through.
我们在神的面前白白的领受恩典。
So we receive His grace without any cost.
所以只有每日靠神的恩典，我们追求圣洁的生活，我们追求圣洁的生活。
Seek the Holy God by His grace every day.
我们才会常常的活在神的恩赐里面。
Only then will we be long in the grace of God.
那么最后我们看一下外邦神，其实就最后给我们一个总结，就是外邦人和以色列人其实都是靠着神的恩典来蒙了神的救恩。
Finally, part 3, both the Gentile and Israel believers are saved by grace.
那么23节他说，而且他们若不是长久不信，仍要被洁上，因为神能够把他们重新洁上。
Verse 23, and even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again.
那么以色列人呢，如果不是长久的抵挡神，永远不相信神，神还是会把他们接上来的。
So if the Israelites had not resisted God for a long time and never believed in God, God would still be able to pick them up and graft them in.
因为神是慈爱的、怜悯的、有恩典的。不轻易发怒的神。
Because God is loving, merciful, gracious, and slow to anger.
那么圣经上也告诉我们说，神爱世人。
The Bible told us God loves the world.
那么世人当然是包括以色列人在内。
Of course, the world includes the Israel.
所以只要以色列人他们不长久的不信耶稣，对抗神。
As long as they do not unbelieve in Jesus, fight against God for a long time.
所以只要他们不是硬着心不接受救赎的耶稣基督救赎的福音，所以他们还是在神面前有得救的机会。要知道这 在人我们看来不能，但是在神凡事都能。所以这里面告诉我们，神还要把这摘下来的枝子再重新的接回来。
God wants to take the broken branches, graft them back in.
所以既然神还要把他们重新接回来，那么接在上面的我们这些野橄榄枝子就不要夸口。
God has want to brought them back in, so do not brag about the wild olive branch.
我们要带着感恩的心为以色列人来祷告，盼望他们与我们一同得到福音的好处。
That we should pray for the Israelites with a grateful heart.
其实呢，越是在这些悖逆的人，越是这些就是不认识人的中间，其实这些地方越需要传福音的人。
So, even with those rebellious people, we need more prayer and more people to preach gospel to them.
那讲到这儿呢，我也想到呢，就是我们中间的小景姐妹呢，其实在我们中间服侍了有两三年。
Kind of sister 小景 who has served among us for 2 years.
我们是在感谢神的恩典，把她带到我们中间，跟我们一起来服侍。
Thank God for bringing her in our midst to serve him.
那么，小景姐妹现在因为别的，因为工作的原因了，她要搬到另一个地方去。
Sister Xiao Jing is going to move to other place because of the work situation.
那么她可能明天就会出发，那么赶去到那里。
We'll leave tomorrow.
那么我们也为小景姐妹旅途的平安，我们为她来一起祷告。
I'll pray for her safety.
我们也知道呢，就是她所去的地方呢，其实。可以说真的是在美国来说是很便利很这个冒好这个需要福音的地方。
We'll move to is a place of who is rebellious.
我们真的是盼望小景姐妹能够去到那里能够把神的祝福带过去也能够真的是服侍那里的人。
We hope Sister Xiao Jing will bring the gospel with her to the people in the city.
能够让那里的人也能够得到福音的好处。
People will receive the grace of the benefit of the gospel.
那么这里的二十四节呢，其实就像是一个总结。他说：“你是从那贴身的野橄榄树上砍下来的，那么而且立着信得结在好橄榄树上，何况这本树的枝子要结在本树上呢？”
24. If you were cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will this, the natural branches, be grafted back into their own olive tree?
那么保罗现在呢提醒这些得救的外邦人，不要因为以色列人被弃绝，他们蒙恩得救而骄傲。
So Paul now reminds these Gentiles who are saved not to be proud that Israel was forsaken, they were saved.
所以不幸的以色列人被折下来，是因为他们拒绝福音，拒绝耶稣基督。
The unbelieving Israelites were broken off because they rejected the gospel, they rejected Jesus.
我们这些外邦人得救并不是因为我们本质上更符合橄榄树的条件。
Gentiles are saved not because we are intrinsically more qualified to be an olive tree.
而完全是因为神的恩典和神的怜悯。
Because of God's grace and mercy.
所以呢，我们切不可以忘记福音先是传给以色列人的。
So we must not be forgotten that the gospel was preached to the Israelites first.
我们现在能够蒙恩得救，而以色列人还是在拒绝耶稣基督十字架的福音。
The Gentiles are now being saved by grace, while the Israelites are still rejecting the gospel.
其实这是神救恩计划一步一步实施的结果。
This is the result of the step-by-step implementation of God's plan of salvation.
那么以色列人现在因为自己的心刚硬，被刨在外面。
Israelites are now cast out because of their hardened heart.
在这里告诉我们，有一天神还要在他们的身上有所作为。
One day God will have something to do with them.
要知道，我们这些野橄榄树的枝子都能被结在这棵好的橄榄树上。
The wild olive branch can be grafted by God into this good olive tree.
那何况以色列人就是这些树上的原来的枝子。对我们相信将来有一天神必会在以色列人中间兴起更多信靠他的人。
So we believe in the future, God will raise more people from the Israelites to believe in God.
所以我们可以总结一下今天的信息。
So to summarize today's message.
那么以色列人呢拒绝了救恩便失去了蒙恩的机会。
Israelites rejected the salvation and lost the chance to receive the salvation.
就像枝子从树上被砍下来一样。
Like a branch being broken off.
外邦人却是因此得着蒙恩的机会。
Gentiles were thus given the opportunity of grace.
哎，像外面的枝子呢，给接在了这个树上。
Just like a branch being grafted in.
对，外邦人像野橄榄枝子被接上，并不是说一切外邦人都得着了救恩。
The Gentiles are grafted in like a wild olive branch. It doesn't mean that all Gentiles will be saved.
乃是说所有外邦人都有得救的机会。
But that all Gentiles have chance to be saved.
以色列人如橄榄树 就像橄榄枝被折下来，也不是说每个以色列人都会灭亡。
When the Israelites are broken off like an olive tree, olive branch, it doesn't mean that every Israelite will perish.
那这里面的意思乃是整个以色列人民，这个以民族来说，以色列人还会在继续拒绝福音，耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
But in terms of the nation as a whole, the Israelites continue.
那么使徒保罗呢，警告我们这些外邦信徒。
So the Apostle Paul warned the Gentile believers.
那么我们要真的是要重视神给我们身上的责任。
Pay attention to their responsibility to preach the gospel.
就是要常常记住神的大使命。
Remember the commission.
那么要重视传福音的责任。
Remember our responsibility to preach the gospel.
不要像犹太人那么骄傲，要相信神的大能和神的应许。
Not to be as proud as the Jews, but to believe in the power of God and the promise of God.
要相信以色列人属灵复兴的日子一定会有一天来到。
The day of spiritual revival of for the Israelites will surely come.
好，我们来一起祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们感谢主，你赐给你的话语给我们你的儿女来听。
Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your words to your children.
主，透过今天的信息，你让我们这些蒙恩的外邦人，真的让我们知道你救恩的宝贵。
So through today's message, we Gentiles who are saved by your grace know how precious is your salvation.
也让我们真的是从中能够领受到从你而来的教导。
So we can learn your teaching.
主，让我们真的不要像以色列人那样的骄傲，那样的夸口。
Help us not to be like Israelites to be proud.
要让我们知道，我们蒙恩得救，完全是主你白白的恩典。
Let us know we are saved purely by your grace.
让我们真的是珍惜你赐给我们的救恩，不要践踏你的恩典。
Help us to cherish your grace and not to trample your grace.
也让我们记住你在我们身上托付我们的使命。
Help us to remember the great commission you have given to us.
主，把你的福音传给我们周围还没有信主的那些的不信的人。
Help us to preach the gospel to the people around us.
主，也真的不要让我们心中有任何真的看不起或者轻视以色列人的心。
Help us not to despise the Jews.
也让我们能够常常为他们来祷告。
Was to remember to pray for them.
让我们真的是相信主，你有一天会复兴以色列人，让他们重新，让他们悔改，能够复兴，能够有更多的人来信靠你。
Help us to remember and believe that one day you will revive them and help us to pray for them often.
我们谢谢主，我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Oh, we thank you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.